time for the In the Conversation podcast with Funny Man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. We back. You already know what it is. In the Conversation, straight there in your ear canal.
That's word.
It. Yeah. Shit, man. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. Shit, just out here working. Getting it in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doing what I got to do.
I hear that. Is it a busy, is it a real busy time right now? What's up?
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's crunch time. Everything due, you know what I'm saying? Delivering, you know what I mean? Delivering this, delivering that. Then, you know, we got a show that shoot every week this time. So, on it, you know what I'm saying?
And how's the show doing?
I mean, the show is doing what it's doing, you know what I'm saying? It's growing as far as our process and making it is growing. You know what I'm saying? So, just trying to get it to where it's like, oh shit, these niggas got some shit. You know what I mean?
That's niggas why can't that's miss where, black news.
That's where it got to go. But it's a baby right now, so you know what I'm saying? In the nursing stage.
Got it.
Yeah.
I hear that. Well, what's up? Nothing.
You know, niggas say all that is like vague as a politician.
You know, hey man, let you say what you need to say. You know. Shit.
What's good with you?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm chilling, dude. I'm just out here. Same shit.
A lot of exasperation in your voice.
Well, nah, because I'm very. I'm disgusted with myself. I did some dumb shit yesterday. I gotta tell you again. I caught an alternate side of the street parking ticket while I'm sitting in my fucking car, like a dickhead. And it's on me. I can't even feel no type of way about the shit. Like, you know, I got this thing. It was me being stubborn, and. Sometimes the shit, you know, sometimes you know what they say, a hard head go for a soft ass or whatever the fuck, or a hard head go for a blow to the wallet. Like, I'm sitting in my car more often than not for alternate side street parking. And it's what the one thing that kind of pisses me off a little bit is sometimes they come through and sweep the street. Oftentimes they don't. But when they do, many times they come like at the last fucking minute, and it makes everybody have to reshuffle their cars, and it becomes a whole thing. So last few times when they've come through, I just don't move my car. You know what I'm saying? And more, they'll might blow the horn two times, and then they typically just go around. They be like, man, fuck it. It is what it is. And me, you know, feeling like I'm getting over, you know what I'm saying? Feeling privileged and all of that shit. Nigga, I tried that shit the other day, tried it on Monday. And I'm in the car, I'm talking to my homie. Shout out to my man Kev, it was his birthday and shit. We chopping it up on the horn and shit. And I seen cars moving, and I hear the dip, 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 you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, these niggas come.
This,
you know what
I'm
saying? Right, right.
To do I'm a civil I'm, service.
Right, trying to do his job. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm just in the way, like, whatever. I'm acting like I'm deaf to all of this shit. I don't hear none of this shit. Dip, 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 dip. He hit it incessant. Now I'm like, okay, I ain't getting an attitude, but I'm definitely peeping. Okay, he can't take a hint. Meanwhile, he giving me the hint. He like, din, 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 you know, so I'm like, I'm chilling. I'm dead ass on the phone. Yo, man, so, yeah, what you gonna do for your birthday? You know, having a full-on conversation. This motherfucker, he didn't, I'm kind of surprised this cat ain't moved on. You know what I'm saying? Typically, they move on. This has been many din-din-dins. So after a while, motherfucker get out the car. I guess the car or the truck. I don't know if he was in the truck or not. Cat came out. Little Department of Sanitation, New York, suit on and shit. Little hat and whatever. He's like, yo, all to the side of street parking, move your car. I was like, now he got me caught out there and shit. Like, now I got, and now, like an idiot, I lie. I'm like, yo, I ain't got my key. I said, I ain't got my key. I don't know why I needed to lock. I'm a grown ass. I should have just said, nah, or I should have just pulled off. So now I ain't got the key. This nigga looking at my car. You see the car play on. I'm on the phone, obviously. Like, this look like the nigga got key. Look like he got full electricity. Battery is right. He like, negative, move the car. I'm like, no, what you talking about? I can't move the car. Because I got a Jussie smile at it. You know what I'm saying? I got to stick to my lock.
You got to take it all the way.
Take it all the way there. If the cops is coming, the cops is coming. We go back and forth 4 minutes. Nigga just get tired. All of a sudden, he said, all right, bet. I'm going to give you a ticket. I said, huh? I didn't even know this nigga had the capability to give a ticket. I thought he was just the nigga that drove the sweeper. This nigga start, he pull out the motherfucking iPhone. You know, now they got the iPhone with the little ticket readers. This nigga start reading my windshield. I'm so struck by the audacity of this nigga doing his job, because then we just had a petty off. He was fucking scanning my shit, about to give me a ticket. I forget to just, why don't I just take a photo of this nigga or a video of him doing it? Because then the ticket says operator not in vehicle. I could have probably beat that and be like, yo, I was in the vehicle. I don't know what happened. Bah, da, 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 da. Long story short, it gave me the ticket, and the nigga just sped on by. And I almost didn't want to tell a story. I told you off mic because I have, there's no empathy for me. I should have lied. I was a dickhead. I should have just drove off, but I didn't. And the fucked up thing, I was so fucking disgusted with myself for the whole day yesterday because, just being hard-headed in an asshole, honestly, I probably cost myself $65 that I really, you know, I ain't really got $65 to just be giving away to the motherfucking New York City fine people, you know what I'm saying? Like that, especially when I was already in the fucking whip for an hour and a half. Like, I did the time. If I was going to get these niggas $65, I should have stayed up in the crib. Anyway. So I felt like a fucking dickhead. Then also I caught a fucking red light. You know, they got the red light cameras in the city now, which I don't really respect. First of all, they brought the speed limit down to like 25. I was doing 37. My thing is, if you don't catch me in the act, the camera, that's some bullshit. The camera, that's some hearsay. You know, I mean, obviously it's the camera, so they caught me. But and I knew it when they caught me, and it's one of those lights that I know they got a camera, but I was so, like, I was in the midst of going from one club to the next club, and I was trying to make it on time, and I was kind of in my mind about, it was the night that I had done the spot where my people came through, so I was kind of in my head recalling the set, and I'm doing 37, it ain't even that crazy, it's like late night, and I saw the flash, pow! You know, when you see that flash, you're like, oh, shit. It should be
slow motion.
Hell yeah. You're like, damn, it got me.
Light up the whole night.
And it fuck you up until you get the shit in the mail because you're not sure. You're like, did they get me? Or did maybe it was somebody else near me? But it wasn't. I don't believe I seen anybody near me. I looked down at the speedometer. I was definitely over 25. They got me at a good 37. So, I'm going to have to pay the city probably twice. But you know me, I'm going to fight one ticket. I can't fight the camera because the camera is, you know, that's no contest. They got you. You know what I mean? They got you dead to rights. But I'm going to try to fight this other ticket, you know, but I might lose that, especially now that I'm talking about this shit on a podcast. It is what it
gotta
is.
Got to try, man. 90% of beating the ticket is showing up.
That's what I feel. That's what I feel. So it is what it is. So that's what kind of had me. That had me fucked up for the whole rest of the day. I'm not even going to lie. And I was embarrassed, too. Like, I was embarrassed. One, I shouldn't have been lying. Two, I felt bad because I'm on the horn with my homie on his birthday, and I'm blacking on the guy. Like, we go back and forth, and I'm so pissed off. I'm like, yo, I'll call you back. So then it was indignant. Indignant. Felt like, you know what I mean? Like, it was ridiculous. Then I know, because the motherfuckers that was moving, like, you know, following protocol, moving and shit, they looking at me like, yo, nigga, why you able? Like, they like, see, serve your ass right. You know what I mean? Felt a little bit of that energy in the community. So it is what it is. Sometimes you do some dumb shit, you know?
And no doubt.
It is what it is. It's a lesson learned, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. If I beat that shit, you know, you might not be able to tell me shit. Anyway, how are you though? What's going on with you?
I'm good. I mean, listen to your story. I got me a stupid ass ticket too recently.
I like to hear about it. Let's come on.
A couple of weeks ago. And you know, shit, it's just, you know, it's Ramadan. I know I'm out breaking fast. Mm-hmm. You know, I went go to the little restaurant. I eat. You know what I'm saying? I get into my wife called me when I was about to pay the check. So I was like, you know what I'm saying? Boom, I'll hit you when I get in the car. So mm-hmm. I get in the car, you know, and she was FaceTiming me. So, you know, I put the thing in the middle of the little console and I, you know, crank up and roll out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm headed down Piedmont. And you know, the roller roll up behind me, hit the light. Beep. Obviously, the nigga ain't talking to me. You know what I'm saying? So I changed lanes to get out of his way. You know what I'm saying?
right. You must so be the nigga mistaken.
Changed lanes right with me. You know, I was like, what the fuck? Now I'm like, hold up now. For what? Like, I ain't even at 25 miles per hour yet. I just pulled out the lot. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right. So I pull over, and I'm perplexed. Like, what the fuck this motherfucker want, man? So he roll up on me, you know, in typical white officer fashion, all stiff and shit, trying to talk stern. And he like, I stopped you because you didn't have your headlights on. I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't even think that was a punishable offense. Nigga, you could have just told me my lights was off. You know what I'm saying? Hit me with the, you know what I'm saying, flashing lights. I would have turned my shit on. Right, I ain't in the new car where the shit come on automatically. This is an 85 player shit. I got distracted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, I was just like, man, you petty as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So he you know, I do my standard police officer routine, you know what I'm saying, silently indignant, you know what I'm saying, very whatever. Here's all my paperwork, nigga, go run that shit, nigga. Mm-hmm. Run that, you know what I mean? So he go run my shit, come back. I'm thinking, nigga, I'm at worst, nigga, give me you know what I'm saying, nigga, check my license, see I'm clean, and give me a warning or something.
Right.
Nah, that nigga wrote that shit up so quick. Like, court date July 28th, nigga. Go ahead.
Court date?
Yeah.
For lights?
I'm like, ah.
It's a moving violation?
I guess, man. I was like, ah. He's a sucker.
Black dude, white guy?
Nah, it's a white dude. Old stiff police, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm like, man, you could have just told me my lights was off, dog. As soon as you said it, it turned them on. It wasn't like they was malfunctioning. You know? Right. So I'm like, man, that's a joke. You know? But then, of course, now you mad. You mad at everybody but yourself.
Right.
And I get on back to the Google box. I'm like, man, let me see if this shit is, what kind of crime this is. Because that shit like $100-something.
Right.
Like, let me see what the fuck.
Oh, they give you how much you got to pay and you got to go to court?
Well, you don't have to go to court. You could just pay the ticket.
If you want to fight it. Okay, got you. Okay, go ahead.
So I went and looked shit up to see what my odds were. Mm-hmm. And they give white people those kind of tickets, too.
wait. How did you find that? Is it an infographic that shows white people that get it?
I'm saying, you see the people who talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, got it.
This is whole articles about that shit. You know what I'm saying? They got,
so you weren't profiled.
I'm automatically on, like, these motherfuckers tripping, man, trying to see a nigga riding. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm looking it up and it's like, they got laws. Shit, in Georgia, you had to have your lights on 30 minutes before the sunset. Wow. And 30 minutes after it rise. So, like, literally, you could get a ticket while the sun's still out.
Wait a minute. 30 minutes after the sun comes up, you still have to have your lights.
30 minutes after the sun come up, you had to have your lights on. And then 30 minutes before sunset. And sunset, it ain't dark. Sunset is when the sun touched the horizon.
Wow.
So it's still light outside. You know what I'm saying?
That's a money grab. That's so crazy. Yeah.
Right. So I was like, oh, it ain't just me. These niggas got the game rigged.
Right. But see, you, unfortunately, now that you know that, but you, the funny thing is you almost had an advantage being that you celebrating Ramadan because you're a little bit more keen about when the sun is setting and going down. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you got 30 minutes to go till you eat, and that'd be a good indication. Your stomach is like, all right, nigga, turn them lights on. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
but at this point, it was dark. It was real. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was
real dark. It was dark. Night.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was night. You know what I'm saying? But again, you know, I just came out of parking lot, so it's a lot of lights around. You know, right. I may have went half a block, and he must have been sitting right there. I don't know where he came from.
Yeah.
Hit me. Boop, boop. I'm like, man, you know, that shit fuck your whole mood up. Yeah, get stopped. Man. Like, I know that, you know, getting your ticket. Yeah. But when you got the aggressive police with the gun.
Yeah.
Like, man, this nigga come over here trying to assert his gunness.
Yeah. You can't really. If you ain't got no gun, you kind of got to defer. You got to defer as cool as you can. But, you know, he got the upper hand when he got the pistol. Yeah, my guy caught me by surprise because I didn't know he was. I didn't know he had the.
He had no weapons.
Nah, not even no way. I didn't know he had the ability to ride it. I thought he was just a motherfucker driving the sweeper. This motherfucker turns out he's a double agent. This nigga ride the sweeper and give out tickets. I said, damn, ain't this some shit? Nigga got me. But it is what it is. Look, man. Yeah, it'll sharpen you up after you get that ticket, though. It'll sharpen you up. At least for a few months, you'll be all the way on point on all of that shit. I know you about to be on point as far as lights go. I'm about to be super diligent. I ain't gonna lie. I guess I'm gonna have to start spinning out when the motherfucking sweeper come. You know, that's the whack part about it, because now I just feel like I got punked. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Sweeper come through. They ain't even got to blow the horn. They done got me. They done broke me like a slave. Look at this nigga. Watch him do his U-turn. I ain't gonna hit the horn. He hear me. I'm gonna be like, so conditioned like Pavlov's dog.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I tried to let the nigga live, but okay.
You know what I'm saying? I tried, but he want to get indignant. That's what he talking about when he get back to the station. Nigga slept on me. He saw DSNY on my hat. He thought a nigga ain't had a power. Shit. Mm-hmm. He probably one of them niggas that only write a ticket like maybe 3 times a month. You know what I mean?
And he probably like, I don't even like to write these motherfuckers. You know what I'm
saying? He tried it. He tried. I had to make an example out this motherfucker. I'm the example. Ain't that a bitch? And that's what it is. I'm the example. I'm fucking, and I deserve it. I played myself. I understand. That's the part about it where you like, you got nobody to blame but yourself. That's the worst when you gotta, take that L all the way home by yourself and sit with it. And you can't point no fingers. It's just you and that L just looking at each other like, nigga, it's because of you. That's why I'm here. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. So that's that, man. It is what it is. Brooklyn Nets got swept last night. Did you see any of that
series? Finished them off?
They finished them off last night. Got the brooms out.
Damn.
That was the only. Yeah. Ain't that crazy? Damn, that was the KD. Only game. Yeah, KD and Kyrie got dusted. And old Ben Simmons did not show. He ain't even played the sideline.
They had done rolled him out so hard. Why would he?
Yeah, but I think there's something going on with Ben Simmons. You know, like and I'm trying to be empathetic. You know, I told you I got a lot of friends of mine from Philly, so they like truly have like a bad taste in their mouth. Like they are disgusted by Ben Simmons. You know what I'm saying? So they're like level of patience is non-existent. Where I'm kind of trying to, like, you know, get a kid the benefit of the doubt. I guess he was traumatized over there in Philly by, you know, the fans and maybe even the media scrutiny that.
The media, his own fucking team and his coach.
His coach, everybody you know was against
like, that's
the kid.
That's like, that was some brand new shit for me, where the coach be like, well, can you win a championship with Ben Simmons? Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Damn. I didn't even think about that. That's crazy that the coach did say that, especially while you still on the team.
Yeah, yeah, at a presser, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? He say that shit in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Said, oh, after the game, right after the game. And I don't know nothing about it, man.
Yeah, that's hard body. So I'm sure he carrying all of that with him, and the shit probably got him all fucked up. Cause you know, anybody that has to perform in some capacity, especially like in sports and shit like that, you know, like that whole, you know, energy and superstition and streaky, you know, all of that type of that stuff kind of can really permeate the way you play, you know, if you buy into it, you know. And then, like, you know, if you're you got a lot of anxiety, or you're depressed, or you just, you know, off, and you feel like you in a slump and you don't really got too many allies, you know, or maybe you don't feel like you got any allies, but you just feel defeated. It's a hard grave to dig yourself out of. But the thing is, you got to do it. You know what I mean? You got to do it, because that is the step in the right direction to at least try to get out there. The worst that could happen is you take another L. And, you know, like the statisticians, they come with the story, the narrative immediately. So, you know, when there was talks of Ben Simmons maybe coming back for Game 4 before his back started hurting or whatever, he was like, you know, he might have came back in Game 4. Here come the narrative saying, well, if he comes back in Game 4, he'd be the first player in NBA history to be eliminated from the playoffs in 2 games in a row. You know what I mean? Like, who want to come back to that shit? That's even more dirt on your shit. So, he, and then when he was on the sideline, you know, dressed in a little Easter outfit. You know what I'm saying? Looking real dejected. I don't know if you saw the photo, but
I saw that game. He was out there with all the colors on.
Yeah, he had the colors on. There's a photo of one of his teammates getting dunked on it. He just to the side, looking like one of them kids when your father's supposed to come pick you up but don't come, and you just standing out on the stoop till it's starting to get dark. And somebody got to break it to you that it's not going to happen. He had that look about him, but they, you know, they killed him on the internet. And so much so, he ain't even want to be in the building, you know. Right. And I feel bad for the cat, but, you know, beyond him, it was just kind of crazy that, I mean, not to take anything away from the Celtics because they got a good team, but wow, KD and Kyrie can't pull out one game?
Ben Simmons was just a distraction. That was the distraction. The story is, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to trot my own course. They catching some bad ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. Ben Simmons, man, I think has a good redemption story in his future. You know what I'm saying? He'll probably make it back on the court and, you know, play some good ball. You know, a lot of players, you know, go through it. You know what I'm saying? They drug D. Rose when he was taking his time coming back from his injury. You know, they drug, what's my man's name?
Which one?
AD? Nah, my man played San Antonio, went to Toronto, won the chip.
Oh, Kawhi?
Kawhi, right. Damn, I'm tripping. Ramadan memory. So. Kawhi, you know what I'm saying? You know, they drug him for not getting on the court, you know what I'm saying? Taking his time with his injury, putting himself before the team, right. So much so they was going to send him away. Let's send him to Toronto. Let's just send him to Toronto.
Right.
And nigga made lemons out of lemonade. Made lemonade out of lemons.
Payback.
And got a chip. You know. But you know, the man, you know, obviously got some kind of talent. I know he probably, you know, made his mistakes and has his mental block or whatever he got going on. But I wouldn't count the nigga out.
I wouldn't count them out either. I mean, you know, shit. Especially if you done paid all that money. Can't afford to count him out. But he can't go nowhere but up. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it'll just hopefully take just a few games to where it'll all come rushing back. You know what I'm saying? Where you're like, okay, now I do this. You know, you've done this for the majority of your life. This is your life's work. This is what you do. You know, you're in a slump, but you can get out of a slump. And when you get out of a slump, you realize, you get the perspective, oh, okay, I was tripping. You know what I'm saying? I was bugging. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. I'm back. And you start clicking again.
I think that's the name. I don't know if that man really in a slump. You know what I'm saying? He ain't played to even know if he in a slump.
Well, I mean, like, I don't even mean a playing slump. I just mean a mental slump. I think that I truly believe there's some type of mental block on this cat to where he, I don't know if it's all about his back. Maybe it is. Maybe it is, dog. I don't know. But it just seems like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, they said his mental block is triggering his back situations.
It could be that too. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that's one of the narratives out there. Maybe the man's just like, listen, man, you know, I ain't coming back this season, all
right? Right.
You know what I mean? Shit.
But I think he could have just said that rather than saying, yo, I might come back. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody like,
just
say, says look. It. Nobody says it when they do it.
Yeah,
I guess. When Kawhi maybe wasn't coming back, he didn't say, I ain't coming back. He said, shit, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm working out with a private doctor back in my hometown.
We'll see what happens. We'll keep it posted. Yeah.
I'll holler at y'all. Don't call my line. Hit my agent.
Right. Don't call me. All right. Well, hopefully he'll come back. It'll be interesting to see, especially to see how that chemistry will develop.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of basketball, you still haven't checked out Winning Time, have you?
Not yet.
Okay. Man, I'm curious to see what you think about it.
But I tell you, I see Ja Morant still out here, you know, trying to get to it, you know.
Yeah.
Daddy out here looking like Usher and shit.
Do you see the most recent video with him and Usher sitting next to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Mm. Everybody thought that man was Usher.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. I haven't seen many of the games in the playoffs, to be totally honest. I haven't seen much of the what's that, Memphis and Minnesota series.
Mm-hmm.
And I like both of them. I like Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is hurt, though, right?
Nah, he played on the other night. I don't know if he hurt for this game. He played the other night.
Okay. Yeah, I fucked.
That was my first time really watching him play.
Oh, okay. He get busy.
Yeah, he was balling. I saw the game they played in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And they was doing the whoop that trick.
Mm.
As a crowd.
They play it over the speaker, right? Yeah.
And then
right?
The whole crowd do it. I was like, they killing. You know, imagine you a team and the crowd
right,
out there getting whoop that track.
Playing the song. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. That's wild.
That shit was off the racks. Mm-hmm. They was going in. I was like, oh, man, that's about the livest shit I done seen.
Yeah, that's a nice little fight song right there.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight out the movie. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Straight Memphis. All the way Memphis. Yeah. That's hard. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So that was fun. But I'm catching the games as they come along. I ain't really got no dogs in the fight this year. You know?
Neither do I. I'm just happy to see some good games. I caught the
it's been a lot of good games.
Yeah, I caught the Denver Golden State game, the most recent one where it was looking like they was going to sweep them, and Denver stayed a lot. Was it Denver or Utah? I'm tripping Utah, right? No. Was it Utah or Denver? Who they playing? They playing Utah with Jokic. Mm-hmm. Was he on Denver?
Man, listen, you trying to get me to lie. All right,
well, then don't worry about it.
It's Denver.
He's on Denver. Yeah. That was a cool little game.
I feel like I got to start over in basketball. You know what I'm saying? All my players is retired and getting old, you know?
Right.
So
that's fun. Yeah.
It was, you know, it was like that trauma after the Jordan era was like, damn, I don't even feel like watching this shit no more, which made me miss a lot of the Iverson era. Because it was like, man.
Stepped away.
So, yeah, I was like, man, this shit ain't the same.
Yeah, it's a whole new cast. I was more of an
Iverson fan in life and culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was the first nigga I seen pull up with just all diamond chains.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Uh-huh. Just iced out. I was like, damn, this nigga got on straight diamonds.
Uh-huh.
Big right. diamond chains.
Yeah.
So he would be out a lot in the A, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Seen a few times in Philly. So, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't watching the games like that. So I missed a lot of his era.
Yeah, I caught a lot of his shit. That was when I was in college for the most part. So I used to watch a lot of the Iverson shit. I remember when he crossed Jordan, how crazy that shit was. How that was like, it was a sea change. Like, this nigga crossed Jordan. He crossed Jordan. The shit was at the same time incredible, but incredibly disrespectful. Like, you felt like, oh, wow. I don't know if he should have done that. You know, because Jordan was Jordan. He gave it to him. Big, bing, bing. Ah, oh, shit. This little nigga's not playing. And I just, nah. And I just, he just had that heart. Like, he would stay, you know, taking it to the, you know, just going straight to the paint. And getting smacked around, you know what I'm saying? He going up against motherfuckers like Shaq and all types of wild shit. And, you know, peel himself up off the fucking floor and get right back at it. It's a shame he never caught a ring because he played hard as shit. There was, speaking of that, I just saw this little story about how hard he played. I guess he was hurt. And but he was definitely gonna play, right? And but the team didn't want him to play because he was hurt. It wasn't going to make no sense, and it was going to be counterproductive. So they told the equipment manager to like hide his jersey. He was playing at the guard. The game was against the Knicks. Mm-hmm. It was in New York, and they told the equipment manager, "Yo, just hide the jersey and be like, you know, you don't know where it is." Blase Skip. Unfortunately, he can't play. Iverson was like, "Well, look. Either you gonna go or I'll just go up the block to the NBA store. I'll just buy a jersey out the spot and play tonight." Like, damn. This nigga's dedicated. This nigga about to go buy a joint loose. You know what I mean? Go pay for a jersey. That shit, that's ridiculous. I don't think he played, but like that says a whole lot. That says a whole lot. But yeah, man. He's a competitor. There's a whole new crop of, you know, and I had to, you know, ask my friends that are like, because I'm at most casual, you know, we've all established this, y'all know. But I asked my like diehard sports fans, similarly to what we was talking about recently about like rappers and shit like that. Like, I'll be like, so what is it about this person's game that makes this person dope? You know what I mean? Like Jokic, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I see people say he, you know, I think he might have got the MVP. You know what I'm saying? I see him, and he just look big and slow and kind of lumbering. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, everybody that talk about him say he's a bad motherfucker. Like, he could shoot from anywhere. He got a little bit of handle. His passing is crazy. So it makes me, like, let me watch him a little closer. Same thing with Luka. Let me watch him. Cause everybody talk about him or Tatum and obviously Ja. And, you know what I'm saying? There's this Devin Booker. Like, there's a cast of new stars that are all through the NBA. And, you know, it's not a lack of talent. It's just, I guess, a lack of awareness. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not hip or if you ain't paying attention, you might miss a lot of this shit because it's not like there ain't no...
Nah,
it's like there ain't nothing out there. Yeah,
It's a lot of new talent, man. And these cats is jumping higher, running fast. Like, Anthony Edwards blocked a nigga shot out the sky. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, even like Rudy Gobert, right? Gobert. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? The nigga who gave everybody COVID.
Yeah. Put like, his mouth. rub the mics and shit. Yeah.
Playing fucking around. And you know, he ain't looking like a KG, like, you know what I'm saying, dominating looking.
Right.
But man, you see him bouncing niggas off of him, you know what I'm saying, up in that paint, boy, you like that that shit, that nigga not tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he ain't no little push around center. Nigga in there, he in there bouncing cats around, man. Like a lot of these cats, like even like my man from Dallas, you just said, the white boy.
Luca
ain't no little nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nah. And you got a sweet shot. So you can't be playing around with him, because he got some moves now. You know what I'm saying?
It's a clip of him putting it on Gobert just recently. Like, there's some old fly shit, bing, bing, and then came across and was like, this kid is nice. And then, on the other hand, and I don't know who the kid was. I can't remember his name. Y'all will probably know what it is. There's a clip out where, you know, I guess Chris Paul is known for flopping. So, is this one young kid who was giving it to Chris Paul, like, wow, like, popping him, dropped him on the floor. Like, he was like, he was not fucking. He's like, oh, if you're going to flop, you're going to get popped. Like, we ain't playing no games. You ain't going to have to sell this. This is a real hit. And they dropped his ass, like, boom. I'm like, yo, it's disrespectful. Like, they getting these old niggas up out of here. Like, yo, y'all can go. You know what I mean? Y'all can go. It's a lot of that energy. You know, so it is what it is. I'm gonna try to catch up. I'm gonna jump into it as it develops.
Damn. I just searched up. I guess the computer hear me talking about the NBA, so it's feeding me a bunch of shit. And Ja Morant now playing right now. He just dunked on somebody something terrible.
Oof.
Remember them dunks he used to be attempting?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Them almost dunks. He is he is finishing them mugs now. Yes, he finished. Terrible. Let me see who this is. That nigga finished them.
Just posterizing niggas. Wow. I wish he would do the slam dunk contest. Yeah, send that to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna send that to you.
Ew. Oh shit, man. Yeah, nah. That motherfucker's on springs. He's made of springs. That shit is crazy, man. Yeah, that shit is bananas. This shit that they be doing. Looking at this shit like it's a whole new generation. Yeah. You can see it. You can see it athletically. Like, it's a whole new generation.
Right. So, you know, the game ain't finna get no more boring. You know what I'm saying?
No,
the
name's
about to change, but like they like to say, the league is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he dunked on Beasley.
Terrible. Terrible.
Nasty. what
That's
else
hilarious.
Going on?
That's hilarious. It's hilarious that you said it. He dunked on Beasley. That's who caught it this time. What else is going on, man? You seen? Let me ask you, how do you feel? See, Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really feel no super type of way, but there's a little bit of me that's kind of like, like, there's a thing with Elon Musk, and I ain't really had no problem with Elon Musk too much. Sometimes I try not to get caught up in the thing, but I did see the whole, you know, that whole Tesla shit with the niggas and all of that shit. Like, there was that whole story about there was a certain factory and in a certain designated area, they called it the nigga area, and the guy sued and won or whatever. So that kind of had me looking at the nigga sideways. And then I'm not sure what his relation is with Trump. But I think he's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they cool. I don't think he MAGA'd out or nothing like that. And it's not to say that Twitter wasn't owned by some rich people before. And maybe it's just because of the narrative behind Elon. Like, you know, he's him and Bezos. They start looking like these real, egomaniac billionaires that, like, seem to have malintent for whatever they're going to do with their money, that there was this whole thing, well, when he fucking, hopefully Elon doesn't get Twitter because things are going to change and it's going to be for the worse and whatever. And I, you know, who knows what's going to happen? And the thing is, I can't control that either way. It's either I'm going to have to opt in or opt out, you know? But that's really where I'm at with it. I really have no true definitive feeling on it outside of like what I said. I don't, you know, I know he got a little, some sketchy history. There's a part of me that might not be surprised if they try to turn it into some pay shit, but I don't see nobody really paying for Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like Twitter's been free for so long. They've already tried to do certain little tiers where you pay for it, but it just seems like I can't see that happening, but who, you know, shit, worse has happened and wilder things have happened. But what are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know what to think. You know what I'm saying? It's a, you know, another motherfucker on Twitter, rich as fuck. You know, we gonna still get on there and talk our talk and look up news and look up Black Twitter and laugh and joke and all that shit we do. And they gonna keep running up the algorithm. You know, it's gonna be interesting to see how he plays the algorithm. But, you know, I don't know how different he is than the last motherfucker. Well, I guess, you know, it was, you know, a Jack board Dorsey. Of people that yeah, Jack Dorsey, you know, founded it, but, you know, he ain't on it solo. So, right. You know, I don't know how different it is. They always play games with me on Twitter as far as, you know, the shadow ban shit. So, I don't know. Maybe his freedom of speech shit might open it up. Maybe we need to push and get these motherfuckers to hire more Black people at the company. Maybe that need to be the conversation on Twitter, you know? Maybe the conversation on Twitter need to be, you know, hire more Black engineers to contribute to, you know what I'm saying, the algorithm. Maybe we, you know, since niggas got problems or niggas got distrust, maybe we push for some transparency or something. You know what I mean? We do a lot of fighting on Twitter every day. We fight each other. We fight right. Fight the police. We, you know what I'm saying? We fight Trump right. people. We be right. fighting all the fights. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to see if we can open up, you know, some of these opportunities to help make a better internet for the Blacks, you know? Because the algorithm will write your ass right on off, right out the future, you know? You'd be locked in a digital ghetto and don't right. even know it, you know what I'm saying? You think you informed like a motherfucker.
We getting 3-day-old stories.
3-day-old stories from the same 30 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, damn, I thought I had 2,000 followers. I get the feed from 6 people.
All the way out the loop.
And then, you know what I'm saying? The funny part is, like, when people, they swear that shit be real life, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like a real take. Come in. You know what I'm saying? Nah, da 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 da. Because on social media, they saying da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Everybody feel that way. We're like, man, everybody on your timeline. But that ain't real life. You know what I'm saying? It's like Dave Chappelle say, Twitter's not a real place. But people consider it a real place because you got all these views. But no. Do everybody that posts on Twitter tell the truth about how they feel? You know what I'm saying? Or they capping for the net. You know what I'm saying? Are they making stuff up to get pushed up the algorithm? Are they presenting a certain persona, a certain ideal that, you know, draws people in, you know what I'm saying? As clickbait or whatever, you know? This is what it is, man. We just out here, man, trying to live in this life. And this technology is like, seem like freedom. But that shit got more motherfucking chains than the real world. You know what I'm saying? That's deep. Post your shit, they in your shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got a running dossier on your ass. Yup. Yeah. Then you get on Twitter.
Volunteering it.
You know what I'm saying? They got the whole thing on you. You don't even know it. He's got a whole, got your whole behavioral pattern algorithmed out. Right. Yeah. All he gonna do is get up, get his phone. He gonna check Twitter four times before he go to the bathroom. Yep.
Look at him.
You know what I'm saying? Look. If you send him three big booties, he won't even brush his teeth. Watch.
Stay in bed.
They
ain't doing shit.
Nigga, get up 2 hours early and still be late for work.
Ain't that a bitch? Because of some bullshit. The algorithm got your ass stuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly how to keep you back.
Right. Oh, man. And you be thinking it's free will. They be sending that shit to you. They know you like this. Watch this shit. Watch this shit right here.
They laughing about the shit at the fucking, yo. So predictable. Ass and sneakers. This nigga is a fucking, this guy is so short sighted. He don't even know there's a war going on. This nigga don't even know.
It's like I read this, I just heard it, so don't take it with a grain of salt, right? So you got this thing where I think it's Newport, right? And
the cigarettes or Newport, Virginia?
Newport, the cigarettes. So it's like they made up this false thing, supposedly, that, you know, that some states are trying to ban menthol cigarettes, which, the Newports are menthols, you know what I'm saying? A lot of black people smoke Newports.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
So they say, you know, they creating this thing where they trying to take y'all menthols, right?
Mm.
And they hired these black consultants and, you know, agencies to help with this push and lobbyists and all that stuff.
Damn.
So like they trying to take y'all menthols when it's really not, you know, from what I ain't read up on it, but, you know what I'm saying, that's the case that, you know, it ain't even really true that in the whole lot of states ain't trying to ban menthols. But if you get people rallied around it, you know what I'm saying? Nah, you ain't finna take my menthols. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Start hoarding them. Start buying mad menthols.
Yeah, you can shore it up, you know what I'm saying? So that, you know, you can keep your business going. Because if niggas believe they gonna take the menthols and stop smoking it, then shit, that's their whole $1 billion business. So it's just like people feeding you information that may or may not be true. And then you run with it. And that be, you know what I'm saying? It be our whole days be running, chasing the next fucking algorithm fight. And it's like, damn, we fighting social justice and the police and the white Karen from a neighborhood we ain't never been to. You know what I'm saying? Ain't thinking about going. Damn sure don't live there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We fighting
angry.
Every Karen.
About that shit.
We just fighting Kevin Samuels. Niggas is, you know what I'm saying, men and women fighting each other.
Beefing, gender wars, yeah.
like somebody wake up every morning and watch, I'ma start some shit. Just put that shit up. And niggas spend their whole day mad about that shit. Real life mad.
Right. Mad as fuck over some shit that's on your phone. That shit ain't even in your real life. That shit is not even in the, you haven't even left your apartment. And your blood pressure is through the roof.
You hot.
It is some bullshit. Yeah, can you see? You believe this shit?
You
call a motherfucker. You see this shit?
That motherfucker who? At such and such, at the such and such. Oh, word. Let me go see what the fuck they talking about.
And don't even articulate your anger. You just use the angry emoji.
Right.
So even your emotions is stunted. You know what I'm saying? You just use that red emoji with the motherfucking... You know what I mean? With the curse shit. Like, ooh, I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you expressing yourself. Oh, shit, man. I've been saying for a while I'm going to fall back. I be falling back a little bit out again. But I think I've been wanting to, like, just really just to see how I go for, like a month or two. Just don't engage. Just to see if I would get anything more done. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I... cause sometimes I could feel like that's like the only place where you could get news. You know what I'm saying? Like the fear, FOMO be so real sometimes, you know, like, oh no, I'll be behind on the latest memes. I won't know what's going on. And it's a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? And honestly, the shit, if it's something that's a big enough story, it's going to go beyond the Twitter shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And or the social media shit. And it's just interesting because sometimes, you know, when you talk to people that aren't on social media, like, it's sometimes I'm like, damn, yo. Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I think I'm going to fall back for a little bit. Just, I think so. Just for a little bit to disconnect. Like, it's almost like a tolerance break. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know how you stop drinking or you stop smoking for a little while is to see, you know, just to kind of get your body reconfigured to, you know what I'm saying, to not go to the same old, because truth be told, there's times that'd be the first thing I do. When I might not even be all the way out the bed. I done cracked the phone open. It's so habitual. Mm-hmm. And it's not even like it's no real depth there. You know what I'm saying? It's just the bullshit of the day. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that's how you know. Like you could spend a lot of your life just on some scroll shit, looking at pictures. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Looking at a picture book all day.
It's endless. It's going to be there for the rest of your life. There's no end point to that shit. That shit is going
A picture, it know what you respond to. Yeah. And then, you know, it lock you into your few responses. Which, you know, that's why I be liking the books, though. And I know you fuck with the library, but it's like in the bookstore or the library, you could discover your own shit. You know what I'm saying? You break outside of your algorithm, pick up some shit that your algorithm wouldn't even know that you would want. You know what I mean? Or what you would like. You know, you pick it up, flip through it. Oh shit! Look at that. Learn something. Write it down. Keep it moving to the next shit.
Right.
You got down the way they got the social media now, it's hard to discover new things. It's hard to go in there and say, you know what, I want to find some new people today. You're going to get served up to new people. And then you end up thinking you're discovering something, but you would serve them shits up. Mm-hmm. Here you go some new people, Ali. Here you go. You know?
Different. Yep.
Right. And it won't never be.
People removed.
You know what I'm saying? It will never be no exploratory shit. That should just be, here you go. Same.
Yeah, it's about that time. About to do a little fast.
Digital Ramadan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, shit, man. Let's talk about the finale of the Snowfall.
Yeah.
They finished up strong.
They waited for the last episode to come on with the shit. I feel like they wrote the last episode first while John probably was still around. And then they had to fill in all the blanks and shit.
That's an interesting thought. I wouldn't be surprised if he got a finale for every season. Wow. You know what I mean? Maybe a beginning and a finale. You know? At least, you know, he's like, I'll be here. We'll carve the rest out, but you know. And not on some just in case I die shit, but just, you know what I mean? Like, I already kind of know how I want things to begin and end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this might have been the best episode. I mean, these last two episodes were really good.
Just sad you gotta probably wait another year and a half.
Ain't that some shit?
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Came back kind of fast. I forgot what show came back. So actually, Snowfall came back fast. So maybe they, I mean, they came back kind of fast, and it was a little disappointing. So maybe they need a little bit more time.
Take their motherfucking time. Yeah, take your time.
Don't rush back. We want you to come back. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Take the usual. But it's so funny when we talk about it. You know, because these drop on a Wednesday, and you know we coming back on. We talk about it on a Tuesday, so it just feels like weeks ago,
right?
You know, in the world of content, I'm trying to remember what I remember. What I do remember about this episode was okay. So Teddy is ruthless. You know, Teddy ain't shit. He throwing everybody under the bus. He taking my man $73 million. He done caught the cops on Gustavo, who tried to slide out of there. Ivy went out. Hated to see Ivy go out, especially to like some new character who I'm still kind of lukewarm on. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't like to see that. Franklin, you know, Louis is like, look, yo, I hear you broke and I understand it's fucked up for you, but I can't fuck my shit up. You know what I'm saying? I can't let you get in the way of my paper. You know, look, I'm connected. You stepped away, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you leave the game, everything goes. And, you know, no backsies, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So there was that moment where Franklin was, as you would say, at the end of his intelligence. You know what I'm saying? And he pull out on her. And old Officer Jerry Curl is right there behind him with the, yo, should I off this nigga? Hey, that's when it hit him like, oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she got her ducks in a row. Hey, she ain't fucking around. It ain't just Jerome. Oh, shit, she got a little squad. You know what I mean? That was crazy. Leon about to go to Africa with Wanda and motherfucking my man Herringbone Johnson. He ready to take over. This nigga playing dominoes and bussing off and shit. He ready to get this shit super wild. And in the very end, when Franklin, what was it, Diamond and Silk, they jump in the whip and they get to it. They get to it, B. They coming through. World-class wrecking crew, nigga. Let's get this paper. Fuck that. Repossessing. Wow, oh, man. You know. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I really thought that was some sucker shit, though, but that's just me.
What, stealing the dope and the money?
Yeah, stealing the dope from money from Lou and Jerome.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody took his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Uh-huh.
The nigga he was entrusted, you know what I'm saying? His boy.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know? So now you want to hit your folks because you know where they shit at.
That's like when you're on a flight and the motherfucker in front of you recline their seat. So then you just recline your seat. You're like, well, fuck it. If I'm going to be uncomfortable, the nigga behind me got to be uncomfortable too.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's
right.
Very tit for tat.
Right.
And I think he felt betrayed, though. So I think that's what,
I understand.
You know. He's very emotional. It's emotional. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he was emotional. He all in his feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, then he went to the squad that tried to kill him. The dime Louis out. Like, nigga, handle your own business, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, what's that? You know? You gonna go get somebody else to do your work?
They might kill you. You might kill you too.
Right, like, nigga.
Yeah.
So you know that part right there was, you know, bugged out. There was no character bugged out on his character. I could see, you know, saying getting back at at Louis then. All Teddy. Right, boom. Uh-huh. Get back at Teddy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Try to come up on your cash some kind of way. All right. You rob your people. You know, and the shit happens. It ain't nothing new, you know. But I just thought that was, you know, out of well, maybe mm-hmm. wasn't even out of character. I see a lot of people talking about Louis and her ambition and how ungrateful she is to Franklin. And the most interesting thing I saw was, like, you know, how Jerome is sitting back and letting her do this, you know what I'm saying, without checking her, right? But, mm-hmm. you know, people kind of forget. Jerome told both of their ass, with both of their ambitious asses, that mm-hmm. the cocaine shit was going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't want no parts of the shit. Mm-hmm. Both of them wanted to run down that road. Nah, this going to be, you know what I'm saying, the thing. Shit. Yep. Franklin couldn't get on without Louis. Louis put him with old girl. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He basically had to end up killing old girl because of getting Franklin in the game. You know? So she took her lickings too. You know? But Jerome told both of them, and both of them were super ambitious, and now here we go. You know? Now they at each other's neck. And Jerome ain't sitting by watching Louis do the shit. He riding with his old lady. But the type of nigga Jerome is, he riding for his people. He was riding for Franklin even though he didn't want to do the shit. He mm-hmm. was jamming Jerome. Franklin came in like, nah, nigga, you got to get back to work. You know what I'm saying? And then Franklin making all them crazy ass decisions with Scully and all man boy and all that shit. He about to down there. They about to down there getting killed. Trying to play some type of game, and Scully done sniffed that shit out on the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, Sherm. His senses is heightened. Like, you don't see them roaches? You know what I'm saying? You don't see them roaches? Goddamn, almost got Jerome them killed. You know what I'm saying? Because he playing these emotional games. So, you know, after Louis got shot, after all that shit with Scully and based on Franklin's decisions, that we mm-hmm. tend to forget because he started a show. We've been riding with him. It's like, that's our dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But for real, he made a lot of bad decisions last season and some of the other seasons that put everybody at risk. And he didn't give a fuck. He moved on, kept it moving. When he walked out of last season, he was walking alone with the cane, dropped the cane, he dipped. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why he got a whole new setup. Ride around with Silk and Diamond and shit.
Yeah, who are only as loyal as the money is, which they've said
right
on more than one occasion. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, he chose the way he was going to do the shit, which isolated a lot of the people around him. So you can see how they made these types of decisions. Jerome is like, man, listen, man, first of all, you almost got me killed. Now my old lady got shot. Nigga, mm-hmm. I need to start making decisions for myself, man. Because this shit, what you doing, that thought process, what you working with, that ain't it, man. I ain't that type of nigga, you know? Leon got caught up in his shit. He had to come get Jerome. Jerome probably got a little taste of, oh, shit, I'm the man in these streets, man. The streets.
He's the OG. That's
me. You know what I'm saying? It's me.
Yeah. People forget you know? He's the OG. Like, Franklin is a, you know, a young whippersnapper.
Right.
Who, you know, so he's just, he blinded by the you know, the money and the opportunity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he ain't got no real experience with none of this shit. He's feeling his way through it.
Right.
And yeah, he's definitely making some bad decisions. But yeah. You know,
he was doing a lot of cutthroat shit. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, his famous lines was always, it was his business, it ain't personal, you know? So now,
who's that? Franklin.
Now, throughout the season, it's always his business, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It ain't personal, it's business, you know? Right. So he shot his best friend, nigga, because it's business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for Louis to be like his business, it's one of them situations to it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this how y'all gonna do me? I had you niggas playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
right, yeah. Couldn't see it happening. Couldn't be me. Nigga, right. Anything, yeah. Yeah.
So, man. So you know, it's interesting. I like where they finally got to with the finale. Got a lot of conflict, but you know, as we seen last season, that you know, some of it may not be addressed. Just like last season, they set up that whole, you know, going to Little Rock.
Right, you know, that never nothing
materialized out of that. But one of the things that again, what was missed on this show, you know what I'm saying? And they probably do it for creative reasons, budget maybe. But you, like I always talk about, you don't really see the lifestyle. So first of all, I mean, how are we supposed to know Franklin had his weight up enough to have $70 million just tucked away? You know what I'm saying? Like, we knew he was getting bread. You know what I'm saying? Just like when my man said, yeah, $70 million. You said 17? Nah, 70. That's how I was. I'm like, I thought they had about 17, 20. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, he was ordered. And then once you see Louie and them stash, you're like, God damn, where they selling all this dope? They don't never be selling no dope on the show.
Nah, it's just two pickups. Pickups and drop offs. Hey, that's it. You clients? Don't never see where you don't never see the motherfucking the distribution, the base. You don't see, yeah, that shit's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and then what tripped me out was like, you my biggest, like when Franklin was like, Louie is his biggest customer. Nigga, right. Where is the rest of your clientele?
Right. Who else?
Where yeah. She like, yeah, we gave you Inglewood, nigga. Like, the nigga ain't got the streets.
Yeah.
Louie and Jerome had the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious where he was moving all of that shit.
He who? Because
if he only had Inglewood, Franklin, right. How he get all of that money? Where? Because
Louie and them obviously
they flooded L.A. They flooded L.A. and they got the road. Yeah, they got Little Rock.
They got
and
the
I'm
road.
I'm curious where else. And they probably got Oakland and all of that. Remember, because. Well, maybe not. I remember that's where he went and found out the formula. Right, the I don't recipe. Know if he ever got into that. Yeah, I don't know if he ever got into that market.
So, it's like, they his main client. He had one in the neighborhood, so he had Scully. You know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, he getting all his bread from one place. Now, that place is like, fuck it. We need to be running our own situation. And at that level, why wouldn't you?
Right. That, like, and I'm also like, well, how much of his money was coming from this little the real estate shit? Which
man,
they kind of hint at, and they always seem to be closing on some shit, but we don't know what the portfolio really is until just recently when they was like, well, you know, you got some projects down there in South Central, and you know what
I
mean?
And none of that shit was worth nothing. And that's why he was like, because that money was probably in some legit banks.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy got all the money out the overseas joints. So, you know, when all of the dope money was gone, it's like, well, shit, all I got is debt. It's like, at least I ain't all the way broke. I just got a lot of debt. That nigga was losing it, boy.
He was sick. What you think your predictions are for season 6? What do you think is going to carry over? What do you think is going to...
Well, you know what I'm saying? He got to get back in the game somehow, some way. So he going to try to run it back up. A few of these people we know probably going to get killed. Peaches show back up some kind of way. Teddy and Louie in business. Oh, the plot with him chasing down Teddy with the KGB nigga. Like, nigga, you just the whole feds. You all the feds.
You the internet. You the fucking global feds now. Yeah. You're crazy.
You what's my man on Ghost? The power, to Power Show.
Oh, Lobos. Homie, the big snitch. I forget his name. Tom Brady is snitching. What's that nigga name?
Mecca.
Mecca, but his real name was something though. Something with a D. Dante. Is it Dante?
Dante. So anyway, Franklin will have to find himself as he, you know, finds himself by himself right now. So he's going to have to figure his way. He's going to have to play it smart because he never had the streets. They illustrated that. And I guess the way that they showed, they didn't explicitly say these things. It's just by showing how much money he had, but then showing how much money Louis and them and how much dope they had on deck. They moving shit. You know what I'm saying? And if he only got the projects with Leon and over there with Scully, they got to be running the streets with that shit. But we don't never see the lifestyle part of it, so we don't really get the feeling of the scope of the type of operation they running. Mm. Other than Jerome's fancy shirts.
Yeah, or Louis fits. Louis stayed dipped.
Right.
For every pickup.
They got some cars, too, on the low.
They got some shit. I mean, they got the club.
They got the club. So she living her whole dream. I bought you this club.
Right.
Nah, nigga, you owe me this club.
I held you down when you was fucked up.
That's all she wanted in return for linking them with the gang. Mm. And then she went on and
she got, gathered she got her own taste. Ambitions. she got a taste when Franklin was down.
Right, and she always really had the ambition.
She had the ambition, but I don't know if she knew how deep it went until she got connected with Teddy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, wow, this is like a faucet of paper.
Right. And Franklin know who she is. That's why he called her when he was in there.
Yeah.
Not Jerome, not Leon, not none of them.
Right. Yeah. She was ready to make moves always, and was never afraid. Like, let's go. Fuck it. You think this could work? All right, we're going to go all out. Jerome would be a little reluctant. Like, I don't know.
Jerome ain't want no parts of this shit, man.
Nah. He's like, nah, dude, let's get it. So it shouldn't be no surprise that, you know, her hunger is insatiable. But it's gonna be interesting. I'm curious if Jerome's gonna get popped next season. This is the final season next season too, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, because you sent me that thing about Jerome and Louis being the TV version of Jamaica and Dap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's that documentary on drug lords, and she's one of the episodes. Jamaica, I forget her last name.
I gotta watch that. What's that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Jamaica, what's her name? Meeker. She's from LA. Her boyfriend sold Reefer. Okay. Jamaica Thompson. Queen of LA. So
was Dap her boyfriend or no?
Yeah, Dap was her boyfriend. Like, she started in high school and he was selling reefer or whatever, and then she stumbled upon a plug that was, you know what I'm saying, put her up on the cocaine, and she started slanging that shit and became big time with it. You know,
in
she
high
was
school.
Like right out the high school, young adult, you know what I'm saying? When you still got friends, a bunch of friends, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, 30 motherfuckers at it. Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're taking all your friends shopping. And she blew up. She got big time. Shit, to the point where they lived on the same block with Michael Jackson.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then she started expanding out. And then came across this nigga in Vegas. I don't know what, I think it was from Philly or somewhere. And that nigga turned out to snitch on her and shit. That's how she got popped.
I thought she was down with Freeway Ricky Ross.
Nah, she had her own plug.
Okay. Man, that's wild. Yeah, I gotta watch that.
I think she started a church.
That's always how I be. Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah. When you send me that, I got concerned. When you send me that, I got concerned because Dap ended up getting killed.
Right.
That's why I'm like, not Jerome. Like,
right. Yeah, I hope it don't go like that. I feel like, I don't know. I hope he survive. I wouldn't be surprised they somehow he becomes, you know, the casualty in all of this. It's always the guy that's kind of like, you know, it's often the cat that's kind of like, you know, I told y'all, take it easy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The motherfucker that's like, all right, let's just be cool. Let's be, you know, look, just we good. We're good. And that'd be the motherfucker first to die. You know what I'm saying? That'd be the reason niggas either continue to go to war or they'd be like, you know what? This shit is ridiculous. You know what? We should have listened to Jerome back when he was alive. You know, but you know, and now they piece it up, or they just continue to kill each other. Who knows? If y'all got any predictions, let us know. Hit us with your Snowfall Season 6 predictions. Let us know if you think Peaches is coming back. Let us know if you think Leon and Wanda will make it to Africa. You know what I mean? Whatever other shit you got.
Niggas ain't going nowhere but Riverside.
Nah, exactly. Oh, shit, man. So let's talk about Atlanta. Did you see Atlanta?
Yeah. No doubt.
I liked this episode. I thought it was a good episode. I like how they tackled the whole, you know, social justice apology circuit. The motherfucker said, y'all been in this game for about 73 police shootings. I said, oh, shit. That shit was hilarious. I didn't catch it initially, but a lot of people saying that that cat was supposed to be DeRay, you know, because he had the little vest on or whatever like that. I don't know if that's dead on, but that was just interesting. And then the other guy might have been Sean King, the cat, the light-skinned cat. Whatever.
Are you even black?
right, exactly. It sounds funny when you say nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who homegirl in the chair was.
Probably a Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter chick.
Oh, is there a Black Lives Matter chick that's in a wheelchair?
Oh, I don't know the one in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
But one of them had BLM. One of them had BLM on their thing.
That was homie. Yeah, homie had BLM on his little vest. Mm-hmm. But that shit was hilarious. How it starts off, you know what I mean? My man's like, you know, so we're gonna have the little raccoon or whatever. You know, there's that too. We're gonna have this on there. That's the logo. Then, you know, it's inspired by Central Park, and this is our fifth season. So when the kid pulled out the shit says Central Park 5, and then you see the white lady in the park on the little picnic blanket laid out with some black motherfuckers. I'm like, oh, this shit is crazy. And then, you know, I was like, here we go. And then, then it went on from there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But they quietly be using all of the viral shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, they good at it. What did you catch? Because sometimes I don't catch all of them.
The one where Van came in the hotel.
Harold Keon.
She was stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one about the phone. That was the Harold Keon joint, right? Yeah.
Yeah, my homie Keon Harold. That was him and his son.
Keon Harold Potter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Nah, she tackled the boy. But it seemed like that was a little, you know, nod to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But it went the other way, which was cool. And then later on, the kind of reveal where he like, yo, Van, did you steal that? You know what I mean? She don't say yes or no, but it looked like, yeah, she took that shit. I know, like,
she
this
been on
Vince,
a stealing spree.
She been, yeah, she was boosting about that billionaire spot. She is wild in this season, and it's interesting. I think I said this before on the podcast. I think the fact that, you know, the roles have been reversed. She was the one that was, you know, the responsible one, the one that kind of had to keep everything on course. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know, being a mother for Lottie and Earn on a certain level. Mm-hmm. And now Earn getting money, you know, his shit is thriving. He don't really, he don't need no help. He can help her. And it's just like, I think her place in the world feels, you know, uncertain. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, shit, if he up, you know, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I down? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I'm down. Like, who am I? What's my purpose? You know, besides raising this child, like, which she done, you know, that kid been with her mom, her grandmother for at least 5 weeks or something. You know, she's on a real sabbatical right now. You know what I mean? Trying to pull it all together and real despondent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was funny when Earn pulled up on her, like, yo, what up? She was like, hey, how you been? You know what I'm saying? Like, real, you know what I'm saying? Yo, what's good? You chilling? I see you. You know what I mean? Like, hey, look, I'm doing me. I'm living this life, whatever this life is. But I like how it just weaves in and out of these episodes where, like, you know, her like, her disappearance is so looming, you know? Like, for a while, she's always been a character, but it's kind of like she's been there so much that you could kind of take her for granted. So now that her absence is gone, like, it's kind of like, yo, what's going on? What's the deal? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? What's she dealing with? You know what I'm saying? She out here boosting and shit? Like, she just, it's a wild thing. But I like that. I like that that little B story that they've been doing with her throughout the season a lot. I'm curious to see how it keeps developing. But
yeah,
you got the basically the social justice bargaining, you know, right. And you got Paperboy lending his credibility to some whites that are in danger of losing their grasp on the culture. You know what I'm saying? And he's now on a panel with motherfuckers that are jaded and been doing it for a minute. You know what I mean, giving dates on when racism will be over. That shit was hilarious. The ETA on the end of racism. That was wild.
Oh, man. I see that the homie with the little Black Lives Matter thing is, they say they modeling him out the D-Ray. D-Ray.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Damn. Sean King, D-Ray.
Yeah, they're giving it to him. What else? It's a funny little line. I like the one moment when Paperboy is getting his suit tailored. He's like, yo, what you think about, what you think the streets gonna say? He's like, the streets, nigga. I don't give a fuck about the streets, nigga. I shot niggas. I like that. And I like that they were in like France or Italy or some shit like that. He's like, this nigga don't speak English. And then after the dude is done with his, he's like, yo, it was gracias. I was just like, that shit was that shit was ignorant as fuck. But it was funny. I'm trying to think what else. It was pretty on, you know, on it's pretty straight ahead for an Atlanta episode. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was
right.
Two different stories. It wasn't like a whole lot of meandering. Oh, actually, I'm tripping. The whole Darius shit with the co-opting of the Nigerian Jolo shit. Oh, man. Jolo. Niger Bowl.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man. Look at that shit. We put some peaches in it. We called it Darius. You know, after you. They named the shit after you. Because you're from Atlanta. Oh man, that shit was crazy. They done. That was infuriating. You know what I'm saying?
Bought the building up off out from under the damn restaurant.
She went over her.
She did the Franklin on the ass.
Did she? Word. She absolutely took that bookstore. Oh shit. It's interesting. I didn't know Darius was supposed to be Nigerian. I don't know if he was lying or if he was like in the as the character, he's Nigerian, but that was a interesting little wrinkle. You know. Speaking of which, have you ever had jollof rice?
Not in an official way.
Okay.
I've had some at
Niger Bowl shit?
No, at Africa Chop House. Uh-huh. African Chop House. Shout out Stanley Lomax, who do Chop House, basically started it at his crib.
Right.
But you know, it's kind of like a potluck, so I see what was the jollof rice, but I don't know if I got a good batch or, you know what I mean? I ain't have enough to be like a whole meal. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like different when you just on it at a smorgasbord with it instead of like, I'm going to order jollof rice.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I've never had it, you know. I hear so much about it. I know there seems to be like a little rivalry between Nigerians and Ghanaians about who makes the better jollof rice and all of that. But I've never had that. I've only had African food maybe once in my life. And that was not African, but it was Ethiopian food.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably African. Yeah, but you know, I don't want to do the whole, you know what I'm saying? Africa is a continent, so I don't want to just, right. You know what I'm saying? But I guess motherfuckers say American food. You know what I'm saying? I guess America is just a country, though.
East African, West African.
Right. But that might have been the only thing
That shit was dirty how they used his voice for the commercial.
Wait, what? What'd you say?
That shit was dirty how they used Paperboy voice for the commercial.
Oh, man. We all got a hood. Yeah, they killed the shit. They gentrified the fuck out of his shit. Yeah, we all have a hood. You know what I mean? The hood is everywhere. Oh, they destroyed. That shit was slimy. That shit was slimy as fuck. And it was just wild because at the end, my man's like, dog, what you think was going to happen? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it was an interesting commentary on, you know, performative allyship and, you know what I'm saying, and the idea of, not even reparations, but the idea of giving back and acknowledging diversity and investing in marginalized groups or whatever, how a lot of that shit is just really for show. You know, mm-hmm. It was wild. And even when you got that idea that could get you out of the hole and could be some good, we're going to co-opt that. You know what I'm saying? And spin that into somebody. You know what I mean? They Niger bowled that shit. That shit was wild. Yeah. They've been on one. It's a good ass season. I can't even front. They're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
They are killing it.
They came to do their thing, man.
Yeah. We're going to see. I can't wait for the next episode. Shit.
Bird. Anyway,
I feel like that's about it, man. It's time to transform and roll out. How you feeling?
I'm feeling like I'm about to transform and roll out.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, y'all. No, this was a great one. Glad y'all got to the end of it. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.